The number of Americans who filed new unemployment claims shot up last week to the highest level since September. The Labor Department reported today that 853,000 people submitted applications for jobless benefits. The rise in unemployment claims comes as Congress continues to wrangle over the terms of a new pandemic relief bill. Let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, you know, economists were projecting only a slight bump in first-time unemployment claims, but as we hear, they rose by more than 100,000 from the week before. So why is that?
Well, so this is partially because economists can't keep up with the rate at which COVID has been spreading. COVID cases are up more than 20% nationwide this week, which has resulted in businesses closing, people staying home even more than they were. We had a record number of deaths reported yesterday. So when you put it all together, the rising rate of infection is restraining consumer spending. We still have very few jobs. And the November jobs report, which we saw in the first week of December, gave us some context. It's the slowest pace of hiring since April. So when you put it all together, you now have 19 million people who are receiving aid under some government form of unemployment. And this is just a direct result of the increase in the cases.
Well, and yet there's, for instance, a program in the first relief package. So if you add people who've applied under that program, the actual number goes up. It's closer to 1.4 million for first-time jobless claims. So what does this tell us about, you know, a broader economic recovery now 9 months into this pandemic?
Well, we had the 853,000 first-time jobless benefits. You just mentioned the 427,000, so you're up to 1.4. What we're seeing is a recovery that it's getting slower rather than faster. Most economists in April and May and June were predicting that as we get closer down, you know, toward the end of the year, by definition, we should be having fewer infections, and that has been turned on its head. So we thought the economic prospects for the end of this year and next year were based on an idea that the economy would be stagnating until we got a vaccine. In fact, we're not stagnating. We're getting worse. If you don't adjust it for, you know, seasonal activity, which we tend to do in economics, unemployment claims are up by 32% this week compared to last week. The issue comes down to consumer spending, right? If consumers can't spend or don't feel safe spending, they are not going to buy the things that allow business owners to keep people employed. And at the moment, we have a great deal of doubt as to how that works. This is a strange situation, Robin, because there's a light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccines that have started being distributed this week. But that light is quite far and the tunnel's quite dark.
But it's not a train. You know, it is the light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming. But, you know, we still have to wear masks when we get vaccinated. Vaccines are going to take a long time. So just is there a sense of whether some of these job losses might be permanent? And what are the industries? Just real brief.
So it's not likely that most of them will be permanent. The restaurant industry did lose jobs in November for the first time since April. Retail lost 35,000 jobs, although that's transferring to online stuff. Public school employment is down. Most of these will not be permanent. Once we have a vaccine fully distributed, a lot of them will come back.
Right. And hopefully more money will be coming from the government.
Yes, hopefully.
Too. Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent, and our friend. Thank you.
Thank you.